You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Let's hang out.
Let's hang out.
And let's talk about what lesbians are about.
Let's hang out.
And let's listen to two lesbians shout.
Let's hang out.
Let's hang out.
Hello, Let's Hang Out listeners. We are still on hiatus, but we have a special week for you this week because we are actually going to be releasing one of our bonus Patreon episodes. So for those of you who are already Patreon subscribers, you might have heard this one. This is our episode on Chasing Amy. If you're not a patron, this is your chance to get a little taste of what you could be getting on our Patreon. We release one new bonus episode every single month talking about different lesbian movies that we might not have been able to get to for our Les Essentials. It's super fun. We get to talk about movies that maybe we hate, but we love to hate, you know, and that's, I think, Chasing Amy for us. So here are our thoughts. It definitely spurred a lot of conversation in our actual Patreon. So we're curious to see what all of you think as well. Also, if you want to join our Patreon, we would very, very much appreciate it. You can do that at bit.ly/lespatreon. Our patrons make a gigantic difference to us. We are in season 7. We have been doing this for a long, long time, and we cannot be creating the content that we create as consistently as we create it without the financial support of our patrons. So thank you all so much for supporting. Thank you for listening. And I hope you enjoy this episode.
Let's hang out.
Let's hang out.
And let's talk about what lesbians are about.
Let's hang out.
And let's listen to two lesbians shout.
Let's hang out.
Let's hang out.
Hello, beautiful patrons, and welcome back to Les Hang Out, the podcast that has a weird thing for girls who say a boot.
And for girls who tell you they're a lesbian.
Yes. All of that. From the West Coast, I'm Lee Holmes Foster.
And from the East Coast, I'm Ellie Brigida. Thank you, as always, for supporting our show. We could not keep making the show without you.
And I can't even bring myself to say, are so excited to be bringing you.
I'm excited in the way that, like, you love to watch a dumpster fire.
Like a hate, like, watch.
Yeah. Like, I'm excited in a way that, like, I'm so excited to, like, just beat this movie to a pulp. Like, I'm very excited.
We are excited to vent for the next however long about our 5th Patreon bonus episode. Although I feel like, because this is coming out like the day after Christmas, right? So yes. I feel like this is the Christmas gift equivalent of like coal in your stomach.
Yes, so sorry about that. But I also feel like sometimes it just helps, like, to have other people commiserate with you. Like, in the same way that we loved continuously talking about Happiest Season.
Yeah.
You know
what
I mean? Like, it's like there's something sort of
cathartic. We love to hate it.
About talking about a movie that you hate so much.
So true.
So I can't wait to talk about. We're going to be talking about Chasing Amy today, everyone.
Ugh.
And yeah, I agree. I literally, when I watch this film again, I don't think I've seen it probably since college. Like, yeah. I watched it in the same time where I watched, like, I was like, let me watch as much queer content as I can. And when I was in college, it was like the 2010s. And so like we didn't really have that much good queer content. So people would be like, oh, you have to watch Chasing Amy, or like you have to watch Kissing Jessica Stein. Like these are the lesbian films that people tell you to watch. And you watch them and you're like, what? This makes me hate.
Yes.
Everything.
It hurts me to have to say that this was considered a lesbian film.
Literally. That's what, back in the day. That's what's insane about it.
Yeah. Like, I don't know if you've seen it, because I know you spend a lot less time on Twitter right now, but someone had just started a thread this week, as of us recording this, where they were like, post the sapphic clip that, like, literally altered your brain chemistry, right?
Yeah.
And you have all these kids out here posting clips from, like, you know, fucking Killing Eve and Warrior Nun and Wynonna Earp and Bly Manor and, like, and just all this stuff. And I'm like, listen, this is what we had.
To be fair, okay.
This was what we had.
Let's dive into it. Like, I do hate it, but there's certain things that I think could have been significantly changed in this film that I actually would have loved it, because I do actually really love, I love Joey Lauren Adams as Alyssa before she starts dating Holden.
Yeah, it's well, okay, like, so let's listen. here's the part of this episode that I'm going to say is a Christmas gift to everyone. We rewatched Chasing Amy so that you don't have to.
Yep, okay? Honestly, please don't. Like, it is
Merry Christmas, everyone. You're welcome.
I just feel like it's so harmful.
Yeah, if you haven't watched it yet, don't bother. You don't need to. It's okay. We're gonna talk through. We will outline everything as much as we need to spare you the need to watch this movie. Okay, starting with our IMDb synopsis, because I do think we should read it for this, only because I feel like we should each give our own synopses of this movie.
Okay, great.
Okay, so the IMDb synopsis for Chasing Amy is as follows. Holden and Banky are comic book artists. Everything's going good for them until they meet Alyssa, also a comic book artist. Holden falls for her, but his hopes are crushed when he finds out she's a lesbian.
That IMDb synopsis is like everything that's wrong with this film, because to me, this film is like so male-centric.
Uh-huh.
It's literally a man's fantasy of turning a lesbian.
Well, and listen, like it's not just out. That it's not just that it's any man's fantasy. I feel like it's also summed up in the fact that the two main characters in this movie are named Holden and Banky. Like, I feel like that already out the gate tells you almost everything you need to know about this movie.
Who also read a comic book about two stoners. Like, it's like,
yeah,
it's like toxic nerd culture, like completely just like feeling like you're entitled to women, and that it's just, oh god, it is so painful to watch. And like Ben Affleck is like, he skeezes me out, the fact that, like,
yeah. Do you have a synopsis ready to go for this?
No, I'm sorry, you go first.
Okay, here's how I would do my synopsis, because mine, I feel like my synopsis for this movie is a very specific, I should have dressed the part, but I was late coming home, so I did not change. My synopsis, imagine me in the SNL Stefan layered, long sleeve, under the short sleeve. We've got the emo hair. We're doing this, okay?
Yes.
So here's my Stefan synopsis of this movie. This movie has everything. Homophobia, misogyny, and Ben Affleck in a douchey little goatee.
Yes.
That's it. That's my synopsis for the movie.
Yes. And I guess my synopsis is this. Like, this movie is a male fantasy porn about being the only man that a lesbian loves. And also a horror film, because it shows what happens when said lesbian, which I will say, Alyssa is bisexual. And so I feel like they could have explored that in a better way. There's also all this biphobia.
Mm.
Like, she's definitively bisexual. And she like tells, I feel like she tells queer women she's a lesbian because they judge her for being with men, right? And she tells men she's a lesbian because it's just easier that way for her to like not have to deal with a man trying to get with her. But like, I feel like it's also a horror film about a queer woman who falls in love with a man and then realizes why she's been with women this entire time.
Yeah, it's So here's the thing. We watched this week. I rewatched it. I had not seen this since I was in high school, for sure. I went through a big Kevin Smith phase in high school. Like, I used to watch Mallrats and Dogma they do not age well, and this one especially, like, even at the time I was never super into, because I feel like it just rubbed me the wrong way.
Yes.
Even though it was supposed to be the, like, wow, lesbian movie, so fun. And Kelsey had never seen it. And we were going in and I was just like, I am sorry. Like, I'm so sorry that you're going to sit through this with me. Because even just, like, as soon as it starts and as soon as you get this whole, like, oh, Holden, oh, he meets Alyssa, oh, she's so cute, oh, she's a lesbian, oh, no, they're getting so close with montage, whatever. And I was like, do I even need to say it? Do I even need to say it? Of course she's gonna fuck him. Of course she's gonna end up with him. Like,
why I'm saying it's, like, literally such a, like, male fucking fantasy.
Yes.
Because it's like, okay, a lot of the stuff Alyssa says, she says these things and then she completely backtracks on them. And I feel like it's, like, literally the first, like, scene we see her be queer in. She's so fucking queer. And that's why I'm saying she's awesome, right? Yeah. She's literally, like, making out with this girl at the bar. Like, when she's singing, she's like, this is dedicated to a special someone. And this fucking dude, Holden, thinks she's singing to him. And when she walks past him, or no, when that girl walks past him too, and they start making out, and he is so butthurt about it.
Like, I cannot deal with Ben Affleck in that. His little dancing.
He's like, oh,
he's dancing.
It's,
and, like,
so fucking gross.
He's, like, dancing and he's touching his chest in this weird kind of way where I'm just like, what the fuck is happening?
Well, that's my point, though. Like, is this movie supposed to be an indictment? But I feel like, okay, Holden is the protagonist of this film. Therefore, it is a male fantasy. But I feel like this movie should have been an indictment of Holden as a character. Like,
it is. He is the worst.
But that's what I'm saying. He's the worst. And yet you have all of these things where, like, Alyssa's like, you're the only guy I've liked in a really long time. And I'm like, why? I could understand. Like, I feel like this could be an actually really interesting movie, because there's a lot of layers to this.
This movie
that are interesting, right? Where she tells her lesbian friend she's dating a man and they ostracize her. Like, I feel like if this was actually, like, a good love story between a man and a woman, you could actually explore that in a way that, like, that made sense. But it's like, he's horrible.
It's not this. This, right? This, like, movie gives me, like, depression.
Yes.
Like,
this
movie,
he slut shames her. He has this, like, I don't know what you would call this. What is it? It's like a lesbian savior complex.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like a hetero savior complex, where he's like, I'm the only man that has ever been able to break through this lesbian. Like, it's so cringy.
Here's what I'm going to do, because I know we said we would lay this out. In case anyone hasn't watched the movie, I'm just going to give, like, a super, super quick plot synopsis, okay?
Yes, I'm so sorry.
So the IMDb synopsis covered some of it. Yes, Holden, he's a comic book artist. He and his best friend, Banky, they draw a comic book together. They meet a friend of a friend. Her name's Alyssa. Holden is, like, super into her, like, just, and is convinced that, like, they had a moment. They get invited to this thing at a bar and realize, like, that she is a lesbian. And then he proceeds to still pursue a friendship with her, like, spend all this time with her. He's, like, blowing off Banky to hang out with her. And then it comes out that it's because he's in love with her. And then he decides to tell her, like, the fucking self-absorbed waste of life that he is. And then she gets so mad and she screams at him and she gets out of the car and they're in the rain and she's like, what is fucking wrong with you? And then runs up and kisses him, because of course she does, because she's in love with him too, even though it's so inconvenient. And then she gets ostracized by the other gays, and then they're just happily dating and sleeping together all the time. And then uh-oh, Holden finds out that he isn't actually the first guy she slept with. And not only that, but she was kind of slutty in high school and, like, did two dudes at once. And now he can't live with it. And how is he supposed to feel? And then he proposes a threesome with her and Banky. And then she has to break up with him. Poor Holden. Like, that's the movie in a nutshell.
And then he writes an entire comic book about her.
Oh, my God. He writes a whole fucking comic about it. Okay, so look. So that's the premise. That's the movie in a nutshell.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, let's pick apart.
Yeah.
I don't even know where to start with what I hate the most about this movie, because it's everything. I hate everything about it.
I hate it.
Start to finish, everything just makes me more and more angry. And I think, like, Kevin Smith, we'd like to talk. Okay, where did you want to start? I feel like we need a quick outline.
That's a good outline, but let's just talk about the points that I feel like. Like I said, I just want to talk about how I actually love Alyssa as a character, and I wish that she had not. I wish that the entire thing, like, there's a lot of like. It's annoying, but there's a lot of, like, educational moments for Holden, right? But it's also, like, so fucking annoying because he keeps having to be like, but I don't get it. And that's what is so annoying to me, right? So I feel like Banky is almost less homophobic, even though, like, they talk about him being homophobic, than Holden. Because, okay, let's just talk about the lesbian bar scene. So there's a lesbian bar scene. They go to the Meow Mix. That's the bar that it's called, right?
And the lesbian bar is fucking great. It's so great.
Like, she literally, there's like a lesbian band on stage who calls Alyssa up to sing with them, and she does this whole song. She sings to a woman in the audience, but Holden thinks it's for him because he's a complete idiot. And he realizes at that moment, after she starts making out with this woman, that, oh, she's not into you, she's into women. And then there's that scene with Banky and Alyssa. Like, I actually really like the scene with Banky and Alyssa.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, it cracked me up because I also feel like I've had those moments as a queer woman where, like, I would be at a bar, like, when I was younger and more, you know, out and making out with randos at a bar. And, like, a guy would approach us or whatever, and they'd be like, oh, like, I love women too. Like, let's talk about, like, your tips for how to eat a girl out. Like, they have an entire conversation about oral sex that I found fascinating. I thought that was like, okay, this is cool. You get Alyssa really, like, I don't know. Her as a character, she's very believable as a queer woman. That's what pisses me off.
She is, yes.
Yeah. Because she's like joyous about how much she loves having sex with women. Mm-hmm. Like, there's the scene where she's just like, laughing and like loving talking to Banky about like the injuries she's gotten from having insane sex with women.
Yeah. Okay. Here's the thing. This is so much deeper of an analysis than this movie warrants, but I just watched this whole TikTok. Like, someone had posted this whole TikTok on Twitter or something, and it was all about this guy, white guy, sort of acknowledging and dealing with his own racism and like not overt racism, but he was like telling this story about how he like walked past I think he lives in the UK or something, and he was like walking past a school a decade ago or something, and he was like, oh, I was walking past the school and there were a lot of black kids at the school, and a lot of the parents picking them up were their dads. And he was like, I realized I had this thought where I was like, oh, I didn't realize there were like that many like black dads who like stayed around and like took care of their kids, you know. And he was like, and like intellectually I might have like argued with somebody framing that conversation that way. And he's like, but also that was my knee-jerk reaction. And he's like, because I've grown up in a racist society and we are all sort of like steeped in this racist like ideas and stuff. And he was like, you know, and it's so much harder. He's like, it's so much more like harder to deal with that because people don't want to see it in themselves as the fact that like that is a learned form of like just like prejudices that are a result of like growing up in a racist society. And I think the problem is that like what you just said is you were like, you know, the movie talks so much about Banky being homophobic, and he is. I mean, he is for sure.
Yes.
Like wildly homophobic so many times in this movie. But I also feel like this movie is the perfect encapsulation to me of I'm like, you can say faggot and still be less homophobic than like Kevin Smith writing this movie.
Yes.
Like the movie Holden is the it like this whole story is so much more homophobic than however many times Banky calls her a dyke. Like there's no comparison between how much worse and how much more harmful this story is than a slur. Like,
yes.
Cause you because, see yes. the slur and the slur is easy to pick out. And what you don't see is like, every other fucking thing that you did in this movie. And you're so right. Like, I mean, yes, Banky is written to be like an explicitly, like when he gets pissy and mad and whatever, like he lashes out with these homophobic slurs. And I'm like, okay, sure, fine. There's like the in your face of it. But like, that is so far from the worst.
Well, because you also have, like, that's what I'm saying.
In here.
The second that Banky finds out that Alyssa's a lesbian, he's like, oh, let's talk more. Right. He engages with her. Right. And Holden is
oh
a baby.
God.
Is a
Holden,
fucking man
like,
child.
Acts like someone pissed in his fucking Cheerios.
I'm like, and she owes you nothing.
Yeah,
you
he's
literally
so mad.
Met once.
He's so mad.
And just because you thought she might have been interested in you and you learned that she was not, you are completely pissed off.
Yeah.
That's why I'm like, it makes no sense. Why would Alyssa continue a relationship with that man? Like, this queer woman would not have continued a relationship with Holden.
I hate it.
It makes
so much.
No sense.
It makes no sense.
Even
I'm
if
sorry.
She was bisexual, like, that is not the no. man she would have chosen.
No. And,
you know what I mean?
And
it's
because
like,
then they try so hard to make him out to be, oh, then he turns into the best ally. And it's like, then when Banky, like, you know, oh, Banky uses, like, the word faggot again. And he's like, oh, like, you don't have to be like that. Like, you're better than that, man. Like, you don't have to gay bash. Like, you're not that kind of guy. I'm so learned and wise because I sat on a swing once and listened to a lesbian explain that she's just attracted to women like I am. And I'm like,
well, yeah,
Jesus.
Like serious, but seriously, that conversation between Holden and Alyssa on the swings was worse to me than the conversation with Banky the night before.
Yes.
Right? Because there's
yes.
they have a conversation, right, where Banky and Alyssa are bonding over their actual shared love of women. And Holden's like, oh, but lesbian sex isn't real sex.
The
like,
scene,
what
the thing that's so
about?
Frustrating to me about the scene on the swings is like, the scene on the swings in and of itself, take that scene by itself out of the movie. What a great scene, right? Like, what a great scene of somebody just like easily, coherently, efficiently getting to the heart of like, why can you understand that you're attracted to women and not to guys,
mm-hmm.
and not understand that I am attracted to women and not to guys? Don't you, haven't you ever wanted to have sex with a man? Right? Like all this,
yeah.
The conversation that so many of us have had so many times. What a great conversation. What a great modeling of that scene. But you do that and you try to pretend that he has understood that and turned into this ally and learned from that, and then you have him turn around and God, his fucking monologue in the car,
it is the worst. First of all, goes on way too long.
It's so long.
It is so long.
It's so long. He's like, I love you. Not the fake kind of love, not the kind of love you see in movies, but a pure, deep love, the love of a man for a woman, a love that transcends time, a love, if this isn't love, I've never felt love and I don't want to feel love. And I know that you're a lesbian, but I couldn't go another day without telling you how I feel about you now that you are literally strapped and locked into a car with me where you can't leave and it's pouring rain outside and I just need you to know about my deep man feelings for you because my penis loves you and all of the parts of me that a man should love a woman with, they love. And you're just like, what
so,
the fuck, Holden?
It's so bad.
Like,
well,
what
and it
are
is
you
also
doing?
Just like the pure illustration of like someone feeling like Holden is the embodiment of entitlement. Like,
entitlement.
Insanely, right? Like, He's like, I am entitled to tell you my feelings. Like, I am entitled to, like, and you know, like, that's the thing too. He says, I don't expect anything from you. He expects something from her, right? Like, so that's why too, she flips out at him. But I wish she flips out and just run away.
Here's
don't come back. Why did you kiss
what
him?
I think, here's what I think Kevin Smith writing this doesn't get. Of course he expects something. And I think it's something that a lot of men also don't tend to understand. A lot of straight men just don't always understand about this scene and this conversation, which has happened so many times in the course of history. You do expect something, because even if you don't think you expect them to pull the Alyssa and like run back in the rain and make out with your face, you expect sympathy, if nothing else.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
And yes, like that, oh, I'm so sorry for you that you have these feelings for me.
In and of itself is already too far. It's already too much. You've gone too far. You don't get to expect that. That is not the correct response here. This is not the correct way to handle it. And what it shows to the thing is what it shows to the straight white male audience is like, he loves her too much. He can't keep it inside. And what it shows to every single queer woman watching this movie is, wow, he has zero respect for her.
Yes. Well, that's the thing too. She has continuously told him,
yes,
I'm a lesbian. I just want to be friends.
Over and over again.
Continuously. She has been very clear about that. Very clear. So if he didn't want that, the best response for him is to slowly remove himself from this situation, not spend as much time with her. Like, just like, this is not your person, right? And
I mean, also, like, I'm sorry, what fucking New York dyke in the late 90s with like a healthy, robust queer community and circle of friends and dating life and whatever is like, yeah, you know what I want to do is like hop a bus down to New Jersey every fucking weekend to hang out with this jabroni. Like,
that's
what
I'm saying. Like,
in what world?
That's why it's like such a fucking fantasy. Like, it makes no sense. Like, what made sense to me was like, she was super queer, loves dating, like She loves her like spot at the Meow Mix. Like she goes to these conventions. She's like, she's a part of this larger community. Like when she has that wine night with all of her friends, I'm like, yeah,
I want to go play fucking Sega NFL hockey with this straight dude and his homophobic friend every weekend. That's what seems fun to me.
That's why this entire film makes no sense.
No, it's so stupid.
Her speech back to him made sense until she turned. Right? She basically is like, let me see. I think I wrote some of it down.
Listen, if you end that movie with her standing in the rain, great movie. Great film. Cut it halfway. Cut it to her standing in the rain, because she does. She screams and she like
she says to him. No, so I wrote this down. She says, do you remember for 1 second who I am?
Yes.
I am fucking gay. And you assume I can turn all of that around because you have a crush. That's that two sentences. That's a great answer.
It's a great, great answer. Response. And her, like, God, some of the things that, it's why I'm so torn on this, because I know Kevin Smith wrote her as a character too. And I'm like, she's fucking great until the whole, like, I just want to hop on your dick part of the story. But like some of the things that she comes out with like, I still love, I think it's a great line where she's like, that's not fair. And he's like, it's unfair that I'm in love with you. And she's like, no, it's unfortunate that you're in love with me. It's unfair that you couldn't keep it to yourself. And I'm like, what a fucking piercing response. Like, what a perfect, like, yes, that's exactly what's happening here. Like, you don't see how unfair it was. And he doesn't see how unfair it was. And it's like,
well, and that's the thing. And then you get wish fulfillment from this man because she kisses him.
Yes. So I'm like, and that's why it's so frustrating.
Means nothing.
Yes.
Like in this film, everything she just said means nothing because you gave him what he wanted.
Yeah, you don't even get like a minute, right? Like she turns around so fucking fast to suck his face and you're just like, ugh. It was, even knowing it was coming, like it was worse watching it now with like where I am in terms of like my sexuality and my like sense of myself. And like, it feels like such a fucking betrayal. And it's the thing that's hard is I'm like, it's not that it can't happen. And it's not that I want to discount sexuality having the ability to be fluid. And it's not that like, it's not that there's like anything wrong with being bisexual or like anything, or even wrong with like being a lesbian and like falling for a guy. Like none of that inherently is bad. And yet this movie handles it so badly.
So horribly.
And it flubs it in ways that are harmful. And that's harmful. That scene is harmful. Having somebody spend the whole movie assuredly, confidently presenting themselves, knowing themselves, like explaining themselves, and then to respond like that, because it's just, it's pure wish fulfillment. Like you keep saying, like, it's not, if you had that scene happen differently and you had her say like, I don't know how to handle this because I've been having these feelings too and I'm really confused because this isn't a thing I've ever understood about myself and like, this goes against my sense of who I am and I'm still working through that. Like, fine. I would give you the pass on that if you had to have it happen. But this idea that you're just like, don't you know who I am? I'm fucking gay. Let me stick my tongue down your throat. I'm like, no.
It just does. Like it just reinforces, especially because this movie came out in what, 1997, I think. It still is in our conversation now. But in the late 1900s, in the 1990s, that was like the conversation was, oh, she just hasn't met the right man yet.
Yes.
And, like, Holden literally says that. Holden literally speaks those words. And then you get that wish fulfillment. And like, that is so, so harmful. Like, that's why, because when I watched it, right, I had pretty recently come out. And like, to me, that was my like internal dialogue. That like the world had said to me, like, you haven't found the right man yet, right? Like, and I didn't quite process, like, I wasn't like, oh, I'm gay. I was like, I keep dating men and it's not really working, but like must not be the right dude, right? Because that's like what society tells you. But for like for someone to be so out and so confident and so queer, and for someone to say, oh, you just haven't found the right man yet, when she's what? She's probably like fucking what? Late 20s? How old is she? Like,
yeah,
right?
They can't, I mean, they can't be that old. It's,
but like, maybe like 26, right? Like, and clearly she has been dating women for a long time. Like, she's ghost. She is so embedded in this community. She said, "I'm gay.
Yeah,
I'm a lesbian." Like, if someone says those words to you, you do not say, "Well, maybe you just haven't found the right man." Like, you just don't fucking say it. If she wanted to come to that realization on her own, I think it would be a completely different film, because it really feels like it's all told from the entitled point of view of this man who feels like he is the most special man in the world because he, quote unquote, turned a lesbian. And then let's fast forward.
Well, it's OK. Wait. I have one thing I want to say to that first, because the other thing is it's even worse to me that then you find out that she has fucked men because... Is this what you were about to say?
No, anyways? I was just going to say, like, about, like, how he, when he finds out that he, like, it's like, what? Oh, God. Yeah, just say what you're
going
to say.
Well, I don't even, I'm not even on him yet, just for her. Because the thing is like, up until that point, they do kind of create this idea that, like, she hasn't been with men. And so, like, I'm also more willing to give them a pass then than when you have a character who has slept with guys and comes out confidently being like, I am not attracted to men. Like, I am attracted to women. This is, like, this is who I am. I am, like, a full bona fide dyke. Like, it's even worse to me. It's so much worse. And now we can talk about his response to it because, like,
Well, that's, like, it's, like, literally.
I fucking hate it.
He feels like it. He's, like, the best man in the world because he has turned a quote unquote lesbian. And when he finds out she has slept with other men before, and also that, like, she is what he would consider promiscuous. Like, to be fair, she was never presenting herself as, like, a pure virgin.
No.
Right?
After that conversation with Banky, I'm like, I'm sorry, you're talking about eating a girl out with, like, the like, hanging out of her car.
Yeah.
And you're surprised?
Yes. She has constantly said to you, like, she is a sexual person. Like, she clearly has had multiple sexual partners and she enjoys that.
Yes.
She has said that to you. And you did not give a fuck when it was women, which is, like, highly problematic. Right.
So, it's like, and again, that's homophobia.
Yes.
That's the real homophobia. Banky calling her a dyke, not as homophobic as Holden's clear viewpoint that it doesn't matter how many girls she fucked. That's not as important as the fact that she's had sex with men.
Like, also 10 years ago.
Yes.
10 years ago. So they must be like 28 because she said it was in high school and she said 10 years ago. So yeah, that makes sense, right? He didn't care that she was sleeping with every woman in the city.
Yeah.
2 months ago, but he cannot get over the fact that she's...
Because that's not real sex, Ellie.
Exactly, because she basically was a virgin before him, right? And, like, they play into that, too. Like, Alyssa's like, oh, it somehow made you feel special, so I just kept running with it. And, like, that's also problematic. It's like, girl, you probably should have just, like, be honest about your sexual partners. Like, I don't know. I find it fascinating. Like, I do feel like Alyssa is a bisexual character in a time where you couldn't... Where people... didn't allow bisexuals to exist on screen.
Yeah.
Right.
But that's why she ends up being harmful to both. She's harmful to
both. Yes.
Because she's not a bisexual character. And if she was a well-written bisexual character, I wouldn't hate this movie so much. But she's not.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
she's not written to be that. And so instead,
fucking interesting conversation.
Yeah, it throws, like, lesbians under the bus as being like, you don't really exist.
Yeah.
You're just waiting for the right goateed man to come along, and it throws bisexuals under the bus being like, you're all slutty sluts anyways. And you're just like, what the
fuck? Oh my God. That's like, what I'm saying. Like, I love Alyssa as a character. I just hate what they did with her. Like, all the actions that they, like, the way they maneuvered her through this story was horrific. But, like, her as a character, I don't know. Like, I feel like she has a lot of agent, like, She flips out on Holden about him being so, like, slut-shaming towards her, right? Yeah. Like, she's angry, rightfully so. Like, how dare you judge me for my previous sexual partners when, like, and she says all of this. She's like, I clearly like having sex with other people. But then the thing that annoys me, too, is, like, she's like, finally with you, I was satisfied. And I'm like,
okay,
fuck
also,
that.
Listen, fuck listen, that. I'm sorry. No,
there's no way. There's no
hate
way.
On you, Ben Affleck, but look at Ben Affleck in this movie, and like, there's no, you could, you, there is nothing you could do that's going to convince me Holden has a good dick game going on. Like,
no.
I'm sorry. That, you're going to be hard pressed to make me believe that she's going from fucking like 1990s New York dykes to Holden and being like, oh my God, yes.
This is the best sex I've ever had. Yeah,
this
not
is
right.
amazing. No. I loved my one half an orgasm.
Also,
incredible.
I wrote down a few more things about one of their conversations that relates to this. So there's like this scene where,
you almost found my clit once. It was really exciting for me.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. There's a scene, like, after they're having sex, right? And he's like, why me? Like, I'm a guy, but, like, you're attracted to girls. And she's like, you know, I think it's because I got here, like, on my own terms and blah, blah, blah. And he, and she, like, gives him a nice speech. And then he's like, can I at least say it's you just needed some deep dicking? Are you? And then they both laugh about it. I'm like,
I'm just gonna log off. Just bye.
Is what are you talking about?
Boop, turn the movie off.
What are you talking about? Oh my God. Oh my God. Also, some of the other shit she says, she said, I was an experimental girl for Christ's sake.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God.
The slut shaming is so heavy handed.
The slut shaming is horrible.
It's so horrible. It's even so bad.
To be fair, okay, so even if this was a heterosexual film,
oh my God. Yeah.
Like, you're really, you start dating someone when they're 28 and you shame them for the sexual activities they did when they were 18.
Yeah. Dude, it doesn't even matter. I don't care if she fucked two dudes last month.
It doesn't matter.
She's dating you now. What? Who
it
fucking
does
cares?
Not matter. Like, and
who
that's
fucking cares?
Like,
and this, here's what I hate about it too, because the one thing that's funny is I could not for the life of me remember why the movie was called Chasing Amy. Like, Kelsey was like, why is it called that? They were like, do they not know her name?
That girl's name? Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, yeah. I was like, I don't remember, honestly. Like, I can't remember why it's called that. And then you get to that whole scene with Silent Bob telling the whole Chasing Amy story. And the thing that I hate the most about it is that that scene happens before Holden comes back and proposes the threesome, right?
Yeah.
So you get this whole thing where Silent Bob is like, oh, you're chasing Amy because I had this girl and then I slut-shamed her and I couldn't let go of my own fucked up ideas in my head about like what her past needed to look like. And now I regret it every day because I let her get away. And Holden's response to that is like, you need to fuck me and my best friend. Together, so you know this is gonna fix us. You know I need this. You know that this is what we need to make it work. And I'm like,
literally insane. Also,
ew,
just like the fact that he's like, well, you fucked two dudes in high school, so like you should be able to fuck two dudes now. What?
Yeah.
Why can't you
including,
fuck me and my friend that you hate?
Yeah, including this
like,
one guy who has
nice
done nothing but like
with.
Absolutely shit all over everything about you and who you are as a person through this entire movie and is supposed to be my best friend and cannot even be like just decent to you. Yeah, why don't you fuck both of us? Me, the dude who's slut shaming you and who can't stop picturing you with two guys, and my best friend who fucking hates you and is maybe a little gay for me. Yeah, that sounds like a win-win. That's woohoo, really getting the lottery there. Lucky girl. Like
the worst solution ever. Also the fact that fucking Banky is like he's like, yeah, sure, let's do it. I'm like,
dude, Banky wants to fuck him so hard.
I'm like, what is happening?
It's a little much.
Wait, we should also talk about, oh my God, what's his name?
Hooper. Yeah.
Yeah, we should also talk about Hooper, because Hooper is a character who like comes in and out of the movie, and he is a queer black man who like is supposed to be, I think, like our voice of the community that's like, hey, like let me tell you like why you're homophobic. Let me like tell you why you clearly Benki wants to be with you. He's like should have been gay. He constantly should have been gay. People
oh my god. Hooper doing the should have been gay on the Archie comics. I was like so fucking here for it.
I know. And also, what did he even say about Darth Vader? How like Darth Vader is black, and then there's like him as a character is honestly so good.
He's incredible. He's incredible.
But I also
I mean, it's like he's incredible, and also he's a caricature in this movie in ways that like are also harmful and problematic. Harmful. Yeah, but I fucking love him.
Yeah.
Like, but I love him if he was like a real person. I hate him as a character written by a straight white man.
In this. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But I feel like this entire movie should just have been about Hooper and Alyssa and like their like I'm like, why do we not get more of their like queer life? It's like literally we're getting like glimpses of queer life from the outside, from a straight man who wants to take this lesbian and turn her. Like he says at one point, like, I want us to have a normal relationship, right? Like he wants to like take her out of this like,
yeah, we can't
vibrant,
be a normal couple
queer life that she has and like turn her into a New Jersey housewife. Like, what are you doing? And in the same breath, like, try to convince her to have a threesome. But, like, to be fair, the end of this movie, great. Because Alyssa's like, Holden, you're psycho. Like, if you can't get over this, like, this is, we're not together. But there's also, like, too much pain. Like, she's like, I love you too much. I'm like, why?
Yeah, it's... I think the thing is like there the reason this movie fails so dramatically is that like it doesn't seem self-aware enough to realize that Holden has no redeeming qualities. And so you're like, why would she have wanted to be friends with him? Why would she have wanted to date him? Why would she be sad to be breaking up with him? Like, none of them at any point make any sense to any woman watching this movie, because you're like, wow, he is the absolute worst. Like, what an absolute dickweed. What, like, just, he's so full of himself. He's so self-absorbed. He's so entitled. He's so just, like, ugh. He is just, like, he is the perfect encapsulation of, like, oblivious, entitled, like, straight white man, you know? And down to the fucking goatee. I mean, it's just, it's, like, everything about him. I'm just, like, ugh. You it's are just repulsive in every way to me. And to watch this woman just be incapable of
like also,
walking
like,
away from that, you're like, honey, no.
I know. Well, that's
have
why I'm like,
a little self-respect.
But like, that's why I'm like, thank God at the end. But it's like, he literally had to ask you for a threesome with his best friend before you were like, okay, you know what? I've been trying here and I'm done.
Yes. And it's like, here's the thing. It's like, If I had a friend who was like fully out, total lesbian, I like, this is my life, I'm out and proud, and like turned around and like brought a man that she was dating out, like there are for sure men where you'd be like, okay, I get it. Not this man.
Not this man.
Not this man, sweetie.
Not this one.
It ain't this one. And I'm like, yeah, no wonder. Like, Jesus, no wonder you never introduced him to your friends. Could you imagine?
When she... Okay, let's just quickly
talk
about...
Could you imagine his smarmy fucking smug face if he had ever met any of her friends?
I think that some of her friends might have beat the shit out of him.
Yeah.
But yeah, like...
Oh,
that,
for sure.
That scene where it's like all the lesbians...
I love that. I love, because
like,
I love how that again.
Like, why
it's
are you
so,
playing the pronoun
yes,
game?
And that and that is so real and so true, and I love it. I love that.
I know.
For it.
I know.
Because they pick up on it immediately,
and then they're like, "What did they say? Another one bites the dust." But like that entire scene, right? Too, it's like this is a scene of a bunch of lesbians written
by
a man.
Yeah.
Right, where they're like, "Oh, the lesbians are pissed because she's dating a guy," and like. They're like, all right, bye, bitch. Like,
bye, bitch. Yeah. And like, and which is so not accurate, because I'm like, the fact that they pick up on the fact that she's doing the pronoun thing, real. But then the fact that like anybody wouldn't just be like, oh, is he cool? Like, does he treat you well? Is he nice?
Like, yeah, like
is
literally
he,
anything.
Like, how did this happen? Where did you meet? Like, no. And because the thing is like, I like to imagine that any of them have met Holden.
Yes. And then they're like, okay, bye.
And they're just like, that goateed white man. I'm sorry. What are we doing here? Like, not yeah, that I man. Wouldn't, if, not to like, be fair, not
yeah,
like
to be
this.
Fair, if like one of my friends started dating someone like Holden,
oh my God.
I wouldn't be like,
dude, even my straight friends. I'm sorry. If my straight friends brought that man around, I'd be like, no, not a chance. I do not want to spend time with this man.
I'd be like, we can hang out without him.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm like, sorry. If like, can you imagine as a whole bunch of dykes, if one of your friends started dating a guy and then he showed up being like, so, I mean, like, what if you just haven't met the right man? Like, what? Sir.
So I'm at a party with a bunch of virgins, huh?
I'll give you a head start out of respect. That's
please,
about
please,
it.
Please, like, please. Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about the ending before we wrap this up.
Okay.
I mean, clearly we hate this film.
Oh, my
God. You all understand why. But thank God they break up. At least it's not a happily ever after for the two of them. But they still have, I feel like, this scene. It's like a year later. And she's dating a woman, right? She's with this other woman, it seems like,
yeah,
right? She's with
but
her.
Like, but and even
she,
then.
And she sees Holden and she's like so upset.
Yeah.
Like that was the love of her fucking life. I'm like.
A couple things I hate about it. One, who is this woman she's dating?
Yeah, it's not clear. It's,
like, they just seem like they, like, I feel like they're leaning too hard in the, like, she's not with the right person now. Because she's with this woman who, like, clearly they have nothing in common.
No
chemistry. This woman's like, what is this? Who are all these weirdos?
Yeah.
Like, what are they even dressed as at this weird convention? Comic books?
And you're like, no one's ever been to a con before. Like,
yeah, like, I'm sorry, how would this be the person you ended up with? Like, unless she's fucking fantastic in bed. Like, could be. But, like, you obviously have nothing in common, and I refuse to believe that, like, there's nobody that you share an interest with in the city of New York that you could date. So it's like they kind of play up, they like lean way too hard into like, look at this loser she ended up with, you know? And I'm like, I hate that aspect of it. And then I hate that they have this like, this contrite Holden who's taken the year and he's grown as a person. And I self-published this story where I drew you to a fucking T and included your name in this story that's all about personal intimate details of your life.
Yeah.
Here you go. Didn't
so
clear
disturbing.
It with you first. Just published it.
Yep.
Like,
yep.
And again, that's where I think this movie fails, because they present it as though he's grown and learned and miss that this is completely representative of how and why he hasn't.
Yes. If he's still like, look, I did this for you.
For me.
Yeah.
He's like, I did this because I had a story to tell. I had something personal to say finally, even if it wasn't just about me.
Yeah. And they also act like, too, like, I think he's like, oh, like, it's sold out, too, right?
Yeah, it's rough.
Like, where it's like, oh, he's now successful because he had this relationship with her and, like, was so fucking horrible to her. It is so bad. So
it's so bad.
Our point here, patrons, is...
I can't believe...
I also want to say, sorry, before we finish this.
Okay.
This has an 86% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Stop
which
it.
Makes me, like, feel, like, slimy.
It's gross.
But
and it's
I also feel
the
like
other
it's because
that-
men like it.
The other thing that I'm really curious about now, because this, I mean, I have to say, like, this was never one of my favorite Kevin Smith movies, but, like, I still, in my head, remember liking Mallrats and liking Dogma, and I'm like, if I go back and watch them now, like, I could barely stand the Jay and Silent Bob scene in this, because I'm like, wow, was this just only funny when you were 17 and, like, a character just, like, flagrantly swearing and, like, being rude and sexual all the time was like funny and like, oh, it felt so edgy, you know, like, oh, Jay, he's out here talking about like women's boobs all the time and like drugs and swearing and like he says the word motherfucker every other word that he opens his mouth. And I'm like, is it going to be impossible to rewatch any of these movies? Because I was like, I could barely get through that scene. I was just like, oh my God, what is this garbage? Like, it was rough. It was rough to go back. So now I'm like scared.
The lesbian shit in it also is like a lot worse though. Like, because that, like, as a queer woman, that's like difficult to watch. Whereas like, I feel like I could watch, I actually don't know if I've ever seen those other films. I'm like, not.
Oh, I mean, that's what I'm hard is. I'm like, I feel like I would say like, you should watch them. Yeah. Like they're fun. They were like, I remember them being funny and I remember, you know, like, I don't know. But now I'm like, I'm not sure I could. I don't know. I'm curious now if I went back and watched them, would they hit me as differently as this did? Because, man, I hated rewatching this. This was a rough one. So you're rough. Welcome, Patreon. You're yes, so welcome.
Rough. So let us know what your thoughts are on this film. And let us know if you have any other movies you want us to cover. But this one was tough. Yeah. Very tough to watch. Very tough. But yeah, that's Chasing Amy for all of you. With that, I'm Ellie.
And I'm Lee. And let's hang out again soon.